If Romeo Brigato were alive today, I expect he'd be pleased as punch to see the shiny new lab we're heading to now. The European viticulturalist was said to be disillusioned and frustrated when he left New Zealand in the early 1900s. His experimental winemaking here and advice to the government on planting grapevines was largely ignored, and his recommendations lay forgotten for over 60 years. But eventually, they formed the basis of the modern-day wine industry. Sally Round called into the research centre set up a year ago in Signor Brigato's name.
Well, I've come to the Brigato Research Institute in Blenheim, Marlborough. I've come to meet Tania Rutan. And your position here, Tania?
I'm the research winery manager and winemaker. So we have research scale tanks that allow people to run trials in a very scientific way. The industry often have many questions about the wines to improve the quality. Also with viticulture, they like to test how the wine comes out after doing viticultural trials. And they bring the wine in, or the juice in here, or the grapes in here. We process them and run the trials in a scientific way. So there's no bias, we can do ferments all at the same temperature. So we're set up to eliminate any variables.
Well, talk us through some of the equipment you have here. It looks kind of space age to me. You've got rows and rows of all the same machines, lots of wires, and glasses on top.
Yes. Well, the glasses on top are just for tasting the wine, of course. We have the really small scale tanks, so they're 17 litres each, and we have the ability to do up to 4 ferments at a time in a single tank so that they're all fermented at the same temperature. So the wires that you see are the temperature probes to make sure that the temperature is remaining stable in all of the tanks, so you can have a control and 3 treatments in a tank, and that just assures that they're being fermented at the same rate. So we have individual rooms that are temperature controlled so that we have not only storage but, you know, storage space for wines once they're made, but also fruit as it comes in. We have a bottling line in one room, which is right here, and it's very well set up so we can filter and bottle small amounts, which is very difficult to do for people that are trying to do them on their own out in the industry. We have a complete fruit processing out the back of the winery here. We have small presses that get the same extraction rates as commercial levels, so the industry can be very confident that our work resembles what they do at their own place. But we also have not only wineries, but we have grape growers coming in that sell their grapes to wineries. We also have ingredient companies. So as you know, you have additives that you put into wine, such as yeast, nutrition, stabilizing products. And so we have, this year we have a lot of that in the winery, testing new products that are coming into New Zealand. So they've been tested overseas, but they want to see how they will work in New Zealand conditions.
And what are you seeing are the trends out there? What are consumers wanting? Are they wanting fewer additives?
I think so, yes. They want fewer additives and more natural additives. So less input into making the wine, but still keeping the quality that New Zealand has. Ultimately, that is the goal, is to test products that have less impact on the wine and less impact on the environment, and also deemed to be more healthy.
Yeah. And are you busy? Have you got many tests underway?
We're completely full for this coming vintage almost. So we have a very few tanks left to fill, but we've had a great response. So at the moment we have 196 ferments that we can do, and so we've only got very few tanks left. So that's a really great response from not only the industry but the suppliers of the industry as well. So very happy.
What was the most interesting project you did last year?
I think one of the most interesting ones to me was a company is looking at undervine management. So that's quite an issue given that the move towards reducing herbicides in the vineyards. They are trialling different undervine management instead of herbicides. So I think that was quite interesting to see how that actually affects the wine and the quality of the wine in the end.
And what did you find?
We found that they were all tasted quite different, and depending on what style that you want, that the treatments that did not have the herbicide were of great quality steel. We did put that through sensory testing, which we do here as well, and we found that they were of the quality expected that the consumer would be happy with.
Tania Rutan at the Brigato Research Institute in Blenheim. She told Sally they're also doing a lot of research into mitigating the effects of climate change on grapes. The centre was launched with government funds and is owned by the industry body New Zealand Wine Growers.